Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for that other one I was talking about last episode on the most disturbing list. And this one is actually very similar to another one I did a while back. This one is called Green Inferno. And parts of the plot are just like Cannibal Holocaust, which was also on the most disturbing list. And in that one, the students were causing mayhem to manufacture footage for a documentary. So it was one of those found footage type movies. So they're doing some pretty messed up stuff until they come across some cannibal, this cannibal tribe that kind of even things out. I'll actually repost my thoughts on that one, repost a link to that. But Green Inferno comes from the mind of Eli Roth, who was known to try to push in, you know, you in that area of horror. He really tries to walk that line. And when I think about him, I think about Hostel and a Cabin Fever were two of the ones that kind of come to mind like right away when I think about his work. Both of those, which were, you know, pretty graphic. He does admit to taking inspiration from Cannibal Holocaust, and he kind of wanted to pay homage to it. So this isn't like this is like High Tension where he, you know, they don't even really acknowledge it. He kind of, yeah, so yeah, you know, there was inspiration for this movie. With that being said, I kind of know what I'm in for now, with a few exceptions. Cannibal Holocaust, that movie, you couldn't make that movie today. And not because of the graphic, you know, nature of it or anything. That was mainly due to a lot of the animal cruelty that was in that one. I mean, they kill several animals just on camera, like live on camera. The most disturbing of which was this, like, huge turtle. Which, you know, again, how helpless is just a big turtle and you're, you know, they kill it in a really graphic way. And I thought that was just done in really poor taste and edit. Nothing to the movie. Don't know why they did it. Really, none of the animal cruelty stuff added anything to the movie. It was there just simply for the shock value of it. Now, I know that won't be in this one, at least not for real anyway, because you can't do that kind of thing anymore. But what I'm really looking forward to is the advancement of the practical effects. Now, with what they did with Cannibal Holocaust, it wasn't bad. And at the time, the director wanted the actors to, like, stay out of sight for a while to help sell that this is real, like, found footage. And the effects were so believable back then, he had to, like, to produce the actors because he was going to go up on charges because they thought it was, like, real, like a real, like, snuff movie, kind of. Now, looking back at it, it held up okay. I mean, they're not great, but it held up pretty good. Now, Eli is known mostly for doing the practical effects. He doesn't use too much CGI stuff. So I'm looking forward to see what he does here. Now, the setup is way less sinister, but with similar results. Now, we have a bunch of college students. They're interested in social activism. So this guy gets this trip together, and they plan, you know, they go deep in the rainforest where they're, like, clearing out land, and they're, like, displacing all of the tribes that live there. And they do this protest that actually is a success. But in the process, they get arrested, released. So everything's cool, and they're on their way back home. But on their way back, their plane crashes, and they're captured by members of this tribe. You know, they're tranquilized and taken back to their village. And this is where the bulk of the disturbing things happen. Not to spoil too much for you here, but there is this pretty long, brutal ceremony where this dude gets dismembered. And, I mean, we're not just talking about arms and legs. I mean, dude gets his eyes taken out, his tongue. And we get to see, you know, the priestess lady, like, you know, eat him. She eats his eyes and his tongue, like, right there, which is pretty wild. Then there is some virgin genital mutilation stuff going on. Not to spoil the ending, but if you've seen the original, well, not the original, but if you've seen Cannibal Holocaust, it does end pretty much in the same way with a lie. But in this case, to cover up what really happened, you'll have to watch it, you know, to know more about that and what I mean by that overall, because it kind of does think similar. But overall, the movie was okay. I thought it would have used more of a serious tone throughout instead of some attempts to you know, attempts to lighten things up. For example, at one point, you know, the villagers, you know, they get high, which is played for laughs, as Eli is known to do, but I wish they would have just, you know, played it straight all the way through, kind of. But as you know, I'm not here to judge the movie on how good it was. Does it deserve to be on the most disturbing list? And I would say yes. This is another one, thinking about the normal viewer, thinking back about the initial sacrifice ceremony, that's a pretty tough scene to watch. So just based on that alone, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most disturbing, I would put this one right at a 3. It could have scored higher if, like I said, they played it straight forward, like a straightforward found footage deal, like, you know, Cannibal Holocaust did. Since Eli invited the comparisons, I have to say I prefer Cannibal Holocaust over this one, even though that one came out in 1980. It's still more disturbing than Green Inferno. But both movies are not bad if you are into disturbing cinema. If you want to watch like a serious cannibal movie, then Cannibal Holocaust is going to be the one you want to go with. That one, right now I'm thinking about some of the scenes in that one, and that one had a lot more disturbing material in it, and it did, with the grainy footage and everything, it felt way more real, even though we know it's not real, but, you know, it kind of felt that way, the way they played it up. But if you want something a bit more light, something that isn't going to, you know, I mean, it's gross. Obviously, eating people's gross. Let's just keep it all the way real. And outside of that one scene, this one is not as bad. Like, Cannibal Holocaust, they had, you know, like I said, the animal cruelty stuff. I didn't even talk about, like, the rape stuff that was in there. And, yeah, they just had a lot of stuff in there that was just really disturbing. As opposed to this one, where really the only disturbing bits were, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're eating people and, you know, chopping them up. So, yeah, that's disturbing enough, I guess. But, again, I'm judging this on the scale of disturbing, so don't freak out and say, hey, what's wrong with this guy? No, I'm just judging it on the scale of disturbing movie. So, on that scale, this one is, you know, right at a 3, I would think. Maybe a 2.5, maybe a 3 is too high. But yeah, so again, check this one out if you want something lighter than Cannibal Holocaust, but, you know, they're similar movies. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Go check out the Instagram and Facebook. I post all the posters and links there. I'm up on all streaming platforms now, so definitely go like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Comment, leave me a comment, that'd be nice. Yeah, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you guys listening, and I will have a new movie coming out soon that I will be taking care of. I think you guys know what that one is. That one's coming out in the theaters this coming weekend, so I'm definitely going to do that. But in between time, I got another movie that I did that was interesting. I'll just say that. But if you want to know what that is, you got to come back and listen to me again. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.